today we're going to be talking about search engines. Last time we talked about the very, very foundation of digital marketing, which simply answers the question, what is digital marketing? And now that we understand that, and if you didn't listen to it, please go back now before you listen here. Now we're going to build upon that concept. Now that we know what digital marketing is, we can start with every little granular aspect of how to be an effective digital marketer. So let's start with search engines. Now, when I say that word, you probably think automatically Google, and you're right. Google is the most prevalent search engine. Others include Bing and formerly Yahoo, Ask Jeeves. Currently, DuckDuckGo is one of the more up-and-coming search engines as it allows more privacy. But there are other search engines on the internet, many, many more than you might think. And it's important to know that it's not just Google that's a search engine. There are a lot of others. One of the prime examples of a search engine that you may not think of is YouTube. Everybody knows YouTube. It's one of the top three sites on the entire internet. But people don't really think of it as a search engine, but that's exactly what it is. It's a search engine for videos. That's all it is. So a search engine can be defined as a collection or library of immense quantities of data that are useful to users. And they're searchable. So, how do they work? Now that we know what it is, how can we come to understand why they are that way and how we can manipulate them? If you think of search engines as if you're in London and you're going to be taking the metro everywhere, the tube, you're going to be taking it to different stops. And if you think of it in this context, the internet is a lot like this. There are so many different stops and so many different ways to get things. And a search engine is there to provide the best possible route to the best destination. So let's take a step forward now. Search engines use two techniques. This is pretty much all they do. They crawl and they index. Crawling is done by automated robots. They're called crawlers or spiders. Sometimes they have other names depending on the person that's teaching you about this. We'll call them crawlers for the interest of simplicity. Crawlers do that. They crawl all of the information on the internet over periods of time. Now, the internet is made up of trillions of pages. And it's important to know that just because something's digital doesn't mean that it doesn't really exist, because it does really exist. And robots can't just crawl the entire internet all over every second of the day. That's impossible. So they split it into sections, and they'll crawl certain websites every single day, and they'll provide information back to the search engine that will help the search engine determine where those pages should be ranking so that users can have the best possible experience in finding answers to their questions. And that's what indexing is. Once the bots have gone and crawled the internet, the pages, they then need to process that information and determine which of these pages that they've analyzed are the best for the customer, depending on certain questions. So indexing really is just determining, based on information gathered, what the best possible pages you could put on a search engine's results page or a SERP. That's where we're going to stop today. I hope that was helpful. Tomorrow we'll come back and learn a little bit more and build upon that principle. Just keep learning, keep studying on your own if you need to. And let me know if you have any questions at all. I'm more than happy to respond. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.